is really widespread. But if you imagine back in the beginning of the pandemic, when everybody was worried about testing and how to get people tested, that was a big deal. Please move forward a little bit to understand that the reason why I did that was because at the end of the day, now we have a platform where there's an artificial intelligence engine built into your iPhone that potentially will allow you to do things like schedule a mammogram, a primary screening mammogram, or a well visit. We actually now have the ability, when you go online on your computer, to actually schedule an urgent care appointment at one of our four urgent care sites, and then determine whether you need to go in and be seen or whether you can do that online. These are the kinds of things that we look at that the pandemic taught us we need to do, but at the end of the day, you know better than I do in Sussex County that transportation is an issue, that access to healthcare is an issue. And so we're looking at how to do everything from be on site, create facilities where they need to go, but also create the digital platform that allows people to access healthcare without necessarily having to go places. You know, we championed our innovation during COVID-19, and innovation is not just technology. Innovation is about clinical care and how we make sure that the right kind of care at the advanced level is available for patients. Here's a good example. We actually did a lot of testing, as I shared with you. We did one, as you know, when Georgetown was a hot spot because of our Hispanic community. And we actually did a testing event in the parking lot behind La Esperanza, over there by the railroad station. Okay, nobody showed up. Nobody showed up. It wasn't a drive-up, it was a walk-up event. And then I had an aha moment where we had not done a good enough job of providing culturally sensitive education to the people that we were targeting that care to. In other words, we weren't talking about it on Maxima Radio with Kevin Andrade. We were doing it at a wrong time, where culturally sensitive care would have meant that, wait, everybody's at church now, and the Hispanic community is very focused on that. And so we had to figure out how to move and change it. And on the fly, we asked Kevin to come down. And that is a picture of me with Cynthia Rodriguez, who's one of our ER nurses, who speaks fluent Spanish. My Spanish from California is very bad. It's all swear words. I had her there and had Kevin Andrade. We did Facebook Live events on Spanish radio as well as on regular Facebook and on Kevin's Facebook. And literally within 20 minutes, we had people coming in, and within a span of an hour, we used up all our COVID testing kits. And that's some of the culturally sensitive care that we will continue to provide, that we want to continue to provide now for things like diabetes, high blood pressure, mental health, and some of the things that really require culturally sensitive care. We also, because we are Sussex County focused, had an emphasis on making sure that we were partnering with our business community. You know, economic development is so critical, and healthcare is actually a key part of that. Not just simply in terms of the fact that healthcare is a large employer, but also from the fact that right now, if we want to develop more in our community, in our economy, people are asking questions like, can I get a doctor? If I move here, if I buy a house here, will I be able to get a doctor, or do I still have to go 3 hours away back to Johns Hopkins or Jefferson or Philadelphia or Baltimore to get to see my doctor? And so one of the things we did during the pandemic was recognize that when people were unemployed, when people were laid off, BB Healthcare, as you know, all health systems had to stop a lot of our procedures during the pandemic for about 3 months. That was a large economic hit for us because it reduced the amount of reimbursement and revenue that we rely on, especially during that springtime. 2 weeks into my job, the question was asked, so should we furlough people? Because that's what's going on in all kinds of health systems across the country. We elected not to. I made the decision not to, and it's because we are community focused, we are county focused. If people were out of work because restaurants were closed, hotels were closed, construction was stopped for a while, it was going to be wrong for their spouses who worked in the healthcare industry to also be laid off. So we made the decision to not lay off anybody, and that is a significant issue because it is community focused. It's not about taking care of necessarily just BB Healthcare. but taking care of the community and the people who live in the community, because that was so important. We also partner with restaurants and work with the chambers. That's me up on top with Lewis Chamber of Commerce to reassure visitors that our businesses were safe. Did the same thing in Rehoboth with the Rehoboth Chamber. And the bottom, you can see that's a partnership we had with the Delaware Restaurant Association to ensure that we provided testing for our restaurants, for all the restaurant workers, so that they would stay on the job and continue to provide those kinds of services in the community. We also started the vaccination process. As you know, we found that's old now. It's up to about 40,000 vaccinations administered and counting. And all we wanted to do was vaccinate people in Sussex County. So if it was a Sussex County DMV event, we were there. If it was a Sussex County Department of Public Health event, we were there. And we also did it through all our different clinics. And so 40,000 vaccines now out of about 100,000 people vaccinated. And if you think about that's including all the pharmacies, private practice clinics, and everywhere else, that's a huge impact. I will take a minute though and thank, I saw Chip back there. I want to thank him as well as the Sussex County Emergency Medical System, the EMS system, and of course the county and the library system, because as you know, we partnered with you guys to figure out how to get the bookmobile out and about. And the reason why that's important is because it's not just about the fact that we just needed a mobile platform. We needed something that was available and also familiar to people, so that people who were uncomfortable, people who had that vaccine hesitancy, would feel comfortable going to some place where it wasn't clearly just a doctor or a clinic. It was something that they knew that they could get. And so we use the bookmobile now in a lot of different venues. It's to go to places like Pace or other areas where, once again, the people who have challenges with access and equity of care can get the vaccine. And so I think that's been a huge success, and I want to thank the county for partnering with us on making that happen. We continue to grow. And as you know, the first picture up there is we're updating everything at the Lewis campus, the Margaret H. Rollins campus, to make it much more technologically advanced. But we're also moving into the county. Here's a picture of course, our South Coastal campus near Millville on Roxana Road. During the pandemic, that ER was ready to open. And a question was once again asked, do we open that? Knowing that ER volumes across the country had dropped because people were afraid to go into the emergency room. Because we are a community-focused health system, because our job is to serve Sussex County, I made the decision to open it. And to serve the people who live down there. Because, you know, as you know better than I do, it's not just seasonal people anymore. People live there on a regular basis, and the ability to have an ER there was critical. Same thing with the cancer center. So important, because people with cancer shouldn't have to drive an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours to get cancer care. And more, that's an area of focus that we have in the county, which is oncology. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But we opened up that cancer center near Millville. And by the way, all that land is there as part of our health campus. I'll talk about that in a minute. You know that we have the Rehoboth Specialty Surgical Hospital that's opening up. That's the picture up there when it was, of course, just an architect's rendering. That's the picture actually maybe 4 months ago. It is on schedule, on budget. It's expected to open in summer of 2022. It is on the Rehoboth campus, which is about 40 to 50 acres. The BB Healthcare, not me, because it was before me, was very, very forward thinking. If you think about 4 years ago, that piece of property in the middle of nowhere on Route 24, and now when you go there, it is surrounded by an apartment complex on one side that's being built by the Shell Brothers. Behind it is another housing development. Across the street is another housing development. And of course, it's bordered by Route 24, which is one of the busiest thoroughfares, as you know better than anybody here in the county. And we have more land there. And that's an opportunity for us now to move from Lewis and be landlocked at Lewis to provide more services in the county in a more accessible format for the community, especially, as you know, as healthcare becomes more outpatient focused than inpatient focused. We also, and I, as I shared with you earlier, we did open up our South Coastal Cancer Center and our emergency room. And by the way, the volumes on those are now surpassing what we expected or what we planned for back when it was being developed in 2019. 2020 was an anomaly. We took a hit in terms of volume, but things are coming back, and actually they're surpassing the volume, as you probably can imagine, in other things throughout the county where people are just coming back to our county. I want to stop here for a minute on the map, because this is really, at the end of the day, what I look at every night. So number one is our Lewis main campus. I'm going to actually call that, if you will, I don't want to use the term Pearl Harbor because that has all kinds of negative connotations, but it is our base. Think of it as our main Pacific base. I guess there's an Atlantic. I should start talking Atlantic instead of Pacific. If you then think about where we are, these are all the other sites. I want you to focus on number 2 and number 8. Number 2 is that Rehoboth campus on Route 24. Think of that as an aircraft carrier. It's a huge piece of land that we are looking at how to provide more comprehensive services, including that Rehoboth Specialty Surgical Hospital. Number 8 is the location of our South Coastal campus on Roxana Road in near Millville. And it's there to serve, if you will, that South Coastal part of the community. And then you see we have our large clinic building in number 5. Number 6, we've been expanding a lot in Millsboro. We actually have more family practice physicians than just 2 years ago. There's now 5 and growing. We took over a Mid-Atlantic family practice clinic that was moving into a different business model and said, we'll take you on as BB healthcare providers. And we have actually proposed to the Health Resources Board that we will create another freestanding emergency room there. And that's something that we are working on right now. We've submitted the application to HRB, and we're moving forward with that. Because we believe, if you think about 2 and 8 being aircraft carriers, the next aircraft carrier that would help us really support the county is where number 6 is. So if you want to ask me, and I got no secrets, where BB is going, BB is just doing everything we can to focus on the community. And as such, these other clinics are there as maybe you call them little destroyers or cruisers. But 2, 8, and 6 are where we're going to have our aircraft carriers that give us the ability to really blanket the community and provide services to the county. Now, you can't do that without doctors. And I think it's really important for you to know that I'm focused on not just facilities, but on bringing physicians in. So this slide is also a little outdated because since in March, I have brought on 55 new doctors. And by the way, that's new doctors as a delta. So of course, some people retire. So that's 55 new physicians coming to BB Healthcare. And that includes 15 primary care physicians, 7 women's health, the walk-in care, 4 hospitalists, 3 surgeons. And those are all new docs compared to where we were in 2019 and 2020. I handle all physician recruitments for the health system because it's so important. You can have all the clinics you want, but if you don't have the right doctors with the right quality and the people who want to stay here after 2 or 3 years, you're not going to be ahead of the game. And so these doctors are all people that I have worked with my team, my executive recruitment team, to bring to the table. And I think that is so key because these doctors are now being deployed across the county to serve people in Millville, to serve people in Georgetown. Brought 2 more doctors into Georgetown. You know about some of the work that we're doing. We just brought on Dr. Diana Dixon Whitmer. Now, Dr. Dixon Whitmer, if you don't know, is the preeminent breast surgeon for actually Delaware. She was the lead breast surgeon up in Christiana, but she has decided that she wanted to come work here at BB Healthcare because she understands the vision that we have to create a comprehensive breast cancer program here in Sussex County. When I got here, even though it was a pandemic, it was almost a significant concern for me that someone with breast cancer, which by the way is not uncommon, right? You just look around and you'll see a family member or a friend or somebody who's been impacted by breast cancer, and that before this, if you had breast cancer, chances were good that you would be sent to Jefferson or to Johns Hopkins to get the care. Now, I'm not against any of that, but a community health system must do everything possible to take care of the common issues. It is almost criminal to say to somebody, you got breast cancer, it's a relatively common problem, unfortunately, but you're gonna have to go 3 hours, you know, over the bridge or up one to get the care that you need. And so we're bringing breast cancer and comprehensive integrated breast cancer services here to Sussex County. We actually signed another breast surgeon who will be joining her, and then another one is coming later on in the fall. Dr. Waked is probably the most preeminent bariatric surgeon on the Delmarva Peninsula. He gets people from from DC, from Baltimore, Philadelphia, coming to our health system now to get comprehensive care. He's now at BB, and in fact, we're finishing up his office, which will be in the Georgetown Clinic in the brick building that we have here in Georgetown, because we want to be in the center of the county to be able to provide these services. Other physicians, neurology is something that we always have to bring, so we have a neurologist in. Dr. Gicheru and Dr. Spittler are two excellent OBGYNs that are now on staff at BB Medical Group. Dr. Gicheru, for example, speaks fluent Swahili, but she was born in Nairobi, Kenya, came here as a high school student, lived in Philadelphia, went to Jefferson, and then trained at Crozer Chester for OBGYN, went to Western Pennsylvania, but because UPMC was doing a lot of work with consolidating and merging, she decided that she wanted to come back to Delaware to practice. Dr. Spittler is another OBGYN, excellent OBGYN. What you don't see is actually another surgeon that we just brought in, Dr. Jesus Esquivel, who is actually a surgical oncologist. Once again, focusing on cancer, not necessarily breast cancer, but cancer of the colon, cancer of the prostate, cancer of everything below the diaphragm. Born and raised in Mexico City, speaks fluent Spanish, but went to school in New York for medical school, and then trained at Georgetown and George Washington University for his surgical fellowship and training, and then was working up in Maryland. But when that hospital changed its model and went to a cancer center approach, Dr. Esquivel was able to come here. That's the focus of what we're trying to do. And so I want to stop there and just finish off with this picture, because I think, and then I'll open up for questions. I've shared with you that BB Healthcare is really about one place and one place only, which is Sussex County. And you know, here's a picture it just gives me goosebumps still, because you know, this guy from Los Angeles, California, one day was in the middle of the pandemic, of course, and then I was told that every volunteer fire department was gonna come celebrate heroes. For healthcare. And this would not happen anyplace else, at least not where I came from, no big city. But this is, to me, a reflection once again when I think about that one picture that was just one side, and now the other side, where we are committed to serving all these people who support us. We support the county because the county supports us. Everything that we do, all that we do to invest in the economy and in the healthcare of the community, is really only about Sussex County. And so that's the vision as we move forward for what BB Healthcare needs to do. And I'm open for any questions that you have or any thoughts or suggestions about
what- Questions of council.
Thank you very much.
Questions of council, anybody?
Very thorough presentation. He answered the questions that were rumbling in my head that people that I interact with would have probably wanted answered. And very good, thank you.
It's certainly evident you are excited about your job.
I am.
And you enjoy your job. That's a great thing. I mean, seriously, it's a great thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. We are doing so many things. We're working with, we have our residency program in family practice. Starts in 2023. We will focus it on providing services with geriatric care. That's a focus of, even a family practice residency has the ability to focus. So we're going to focus on geriatrics, mental health, and also rural care. And those are some of the areas that we're going to be focusing with our family practice residency. Well, so many things going on, and I'm always happy and available to speak with you all and answer any questions that you have.
Thank you for coming today and presenting to us. It's very informative, and you're doing a great job. BB's doing a great job, and we're thankful for that, and we appreciate that. And residents appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet
you
in person.
Thanks, Doctor.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Enjoy the Navy analogies, too. Maybe we could use Norfolk as the in the future.
That is probably true. I should be thinking, all right, I'm going to have to reshape my entire naval strategy.
There you go. Not San Diego.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dr. Campbell. Okay, now it's time for public comments. Is there anyone in the chamber who wants to make a public comment to council? You have 3 minutes to address council on anything that council has some control or interest in. Anyone in the chamber? Okay, operator, would you check online, please?
If anyone has joined the conference line and would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one that wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. We will close public comments. Go to our public hearing on the Banks property annexation of the Dagsburg-Frankfort area of Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. And here he comes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. At this time, there will be a public hearing, as you indicated, on the Banks property annexation. There will be a short presentation by Mr. Ashman. After that presentation, there will be an opportunity first for County Council to ask any questions, and then subsequent to that, there will be an opportunity for anyone in the room that would like to comment, and then we'll ask anyone who is listening remotely if they would like to comment. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. Out there so it fits. Yes, this is for an expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District in our Dagsboro-Frankfort area. It includes parcel 233-11-243 located along DuPont Boulevard, Route 113. The engineering department received requests from Beacon Engineering on behalf of their client, Banks Property LLC, the owners and developers of the proposed Banks property with proposed use as a shopping center. The Banks Property Shopping Center is anticipating 33 EDUs, but no tenants have been secured. And the engineering department requested permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing on March 23rd. The area was posted on April 20th and advertised on the 28th and May 5th. And we have had no comments in response, either in support or opposed to the project.
Are there any questions from council? If not, is there anyone in the room today that would like to make a comment on this proposal, the Banks property annexation? Is there anyone in the room that would like to comment? Seeing none, operator, could you check to see if there is anyone listening remotely that would like to comment?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close public hearing.
Council desires close public hearing as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I believe Mr. Ashman has a resolution.
Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Dagsboro-Frankfort area, to include one parcel of land along the west side of DuPont Boulevard located in Dagsboro 100. Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of the Recorder and Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Raleigh. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh.
Yes.
Yeah, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few items to get to this morning, beginning with the public interview of Board of Adjustment nominee, Mr. Jordan Werfel. We're joined by Mr. Werfel this morning. Mr. Werfel, she will clean the podium, and then we welcome you to step forward. While we're waiting, members of council, you've been provided Mr. Werfel's application and resume, and today we will have the public interview. We have to have the public interview per Delaware and County Code. I have a series of questions that we will ask, and Mr. Werfel will respond to. And if you have any supplemental questions, please feel free. And at the end, we will have consideration for the appointment, okay? Ms. Green, do you have any opening statements before we begin the interview?
Sure. It is my privilege to present Jordan Werfel for consideration this morning for the seat of Sussex County Board of Adjustments. We've had the retirement of Brent Workman. He has served us for 20 years, and he has asked to retire, and we certainly appreciate his years of service to us. So it is my privilege to present Jordan Werfel.
Excellent. Mr. Werfel, any questions on the process?
No.
Okay, so we will begin. I'm sorry I'm behind you, but I'll ask the questions, but respond to council. And you've been provided this, the same questions as on the application. So we'll go through these, and then if they have any additional questions, they'll certainly ask. Okay, we'll start. Please provide a narrative of your background and experience and why you want to serve as an appointed member of the Board of Adjustment.
Good morning. My name is Jordan Werfel, and I'm a lifelong resident of Greenwood with my wife and three children. I also have a business in Greenwood, Dream Design LLC, and we design house plans. I have one employee that I'm training as a draftsman so that we can catch up on the backlog of work in our industry right now. I've been designing houses starting about 15 years old. It's a family business. My dad trained me. I've been doing it part-time through college, paid my way through college doing it. And now I have my own office.
Thank you. Next question, have you served on any boards or commissions that have decision-making authority? If yes, please describe your experience in serving.
No.
Okay. One of the statutory requirements of the Board of Adjustment is that the members be persons having the knowledge and experience to pass upon planning and zoning problems in connection with urban and rural development. Please describe your knowledge and experience in planning and zoning within Sussex County.
So when a builder or a homeowner comes to me wanting to design a house, one of the first things they have to do as part of the work agreement is provide to me all the requirements. So they have to go do that research and provide it to me. I then have to design their houses within the information they provide us, so within the setbacks, maximum height, flood zones, all that sort of thing. So I have a fair amount of experience dealing with that sort of thing.
Good. The board is an administrative body acting as a quasi-judicial role. As part of its duties, the board hears applications for variances and special use exceptions, as well as appeals of administrative decisions. In analyzing these applications, the board is required to review the applications pursuant to certain legal criteria. Do you feel that you have the knowledge and experience to apply certain legal criteria to analyze these applications?
Yes, I've reviewed Title IX, the five criteria for variance. I understand it. I'm comfortable making those judgments.
Thank you. Board of Adjustment meets on Mondays every other week with regularly scheduled meetings in the evenings in this council chambers. On occasion, these meetings extend late into the evening hours. In addition, occasional special meetings and workshops are scheduled that may require your attendance. Are you able to fulfill this requirement and attend the necessary meetings?
Yes.
Okay, last question. As an appointed official on the board, the potential for a conflict of interest with an application is always present. Do you have any known or anticipated conflicts of interest that may present themselves as a member of the Board of Adjustment that would affect your ability to serve?
I don't foresee any conflicts of interest.
Very good. Mr. President, this concludes the questions for the Board of Adjustment nominee. If you don't have any supplemental questions, I do have a motion for the council's consideration.
Any questions, Council?
Please read your motion.
Thank you. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. Jordan Werfel to the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, effective immediately until such time as the term expires in June 2021. Mr. President, let me clarify that this first appointment will be for the remainder of the term today. We'll have it back on an agenda in a few weeks for the 4 years that this appointment will extend.
Pleasure, counsel.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Green.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Next, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Mr. President, I provided members of council with a fairly long list of reappointments to our Aging and Advisory Committee for Adults with Physical Disabilities. We do have some reappointments for each member of council. I'm going to read that list. You have vetted this list. You've seen these names, and I have gotten approval for each one of these reappointments. At the conclusion, I will have a motion for your consideration. So this is a reappointment to the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities Committee, Advisory Committee. For Mr. Vincent, the names are Kathy Parker, Helen Pace, and Helen Smith. For Councilwoman Green, Linda Rogers and Fran Smith. For Mr. Schaefer, Larry Savage, Francine Shockley. Mr. Hudson, Jamie McGee, and Mr. Riley, Scott Phillips. I have a motion.
Please raise your motion.
Thank you. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the appointments of the respective members to the Sussex County Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities as outlined, effective immediately for a term of 2 years.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Next.
All right. Thank you. Last item, County Administrator's Report for May 11th, 2021. Item one, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheets, the following projects have received substantial completion. Walton, formerly known as Burton's Pond Phase 1B, pump station and force main effective April 22nd. Middle Creek Preserve Phase 2 effective April 22nd, and the Estuary Phase 2 through 4B construction record effective May 4th. Item 2, the Delaware Animal Services Performance Report for the first quarter of 2021 is attached, listing the total number of calls for service by locations as well as a breakdown of the total calls in Sussex County. In total, there were 1,179 calls for service in the first quarter for Sussex County. Mr. President, I'll pause there. I would note this report is as a result of your request for you all to see our Animal Services Progress Report quarterly. So here we go. The first report in the administrator's report. Item three, I'm pleased to announce that the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada has awarded Sussex County its Distinguished Budget Presentation Award for Fiscal Year 21 Budget Report. This is the third year that the county has received this prestigious award, acknowledging its budget report. In order to receive the award, the budget document must serve as an entity, as a policy document, financial plan, operations guide, and communications device. Congratulations to Gina Jennings, Finance Director and Chief Operating Officer, and Kathy Raw, Deputy Finance Director, for their efforts in achieving this award. Last item, the May 18th County Council meeting has been canceled. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 25th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Brewington.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council.
Good morning.
The Shining Star Committee has selected two recipients out of a pool of 17 candidates to receive honorable mention awards for the second quarter. The two winners are Jordan Dickerson from our Engineering Department and Guillermo Montalvo Marino from our Community Development Department. So I'd like to read the submissions that were sent in for both. For Jordan Dickerson, the submission was by John Parker, our assistant county engineer. I would like to award an above and beyond Shining Star badge to Jordan Dickerson. Jordan wears a number of different hats in his duties within the Sussex County Planning and Engineering Group. In addition to his design and development review activities in the Utility Planning Group, Jordan has been a key member of the steering committee formed to review, update, and publish the first official edition of Sussex County Standard Details. Jordan also plays a critical role on the county's DLDOT Utility Project Review Team, which reviews and provides utility impact avoidance assessment on various DLDOT capital roadway improvement projects that involve Sussex County utility assets. Jordan is a go-to resource for legacy information pertaining to developments, permits, and design references, and conducts regular communications with outside entities, including developers and design firms. Jordan has a get-it-done attitude and is always willing to lend a hand on any miscellaneous initiative and go the extra mile to ensure that tasks are completed in a timely manner with the appropriate quality assurance. Keep up the good work, Jordan. Our second winner, which is Guillermo Montalvo Marino, received the team player badge. Guillermo has been called a couple different times for the Marriage Bureau office. Our part-time staff member who was absent, and I was in a pinch with a Spanish couple that we had scheduled for a license and ceremony appointment. Guillermo was willing to not only translate for the couple so that I could issue their marriage license, but he was also willing to help out the clerk of the peace to translate during the ceremony. Without Guillermo's willingness to help, we would have had to reschedule the couple for another date and time, which would not have been good customer service on our part. Guillermo has always been willing to help this office, even when it is time to interview for new people. So he helps us out with his Spanish-speaking skills. So, good job. So if I could have a round of applause for both candidates. And they will both be in the candidate pool to be selected for the Employee of the Year.
Very good.
Okay. All right. So the second thing I would like to discuss is our group life insurance disability and optional accident life insurance extension for consideration and possible approval. We have been with the Hartford Group since 2012. We have done various RFPs and RFQs with this group, in the Insurance Buyers Council, who is our consultant. They did do this study for us. Again, this information was in your packets. So the Hartford has provided group life insurance and disability benefits for us and also administer the self-funded short-term disability benefit. This renewal is effective July 1st, 2021. And while the short-term disability fee is increasing 26.1%, which is $1,800 annually, the long-term disability rate is being decreased by 26.1%. And this is a savings of $20,519, resulting in a net premium fee reduction of $18,719. The rates for group life and accident, death, and dismemberment coverage are remaining unchanged. The Insurance Buyers Council recommends accepting the renewal as proposed and locking in the rates for 2 years through June 30th, 2023.
Questions of council? Questions of council, anybody? Okay, you have a motion?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council renew its contract with the Hartford for group life and disability benefits in the amount of $259,441 for a period of 2 years ending June 30th, 2023.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Questions on the motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Thank you. The next order of business is our stop loss insurance. Stop loss is also known as excess coverage. This provides protection for self-insured employers by serving as a reimbursement mechanism for catastrophic claims exceeding predetermined levels. Our current annual specific deductible is $285,000. This goes up for renewal every year. We go out for bids on this. The Insurance Buyers Council completed an RFQ and was successful in negotiating the renewal with our current vendor, Vista Underwriting Companion Life, with a savings over $24,000. To further mitigate the premium increase, IBC recommends adjusting the specific deductible from the current $285,000 to $295,000, weighing the premium savings of $15,537 against an additional risk of $10,000 per claim. IBC believes that the incremental increase in deductible is a worthwhile risk. In addition, they are recommending standardizing the contracts into a paid contract in which a claim would be eligible for payment if processed in the current year, irrespective of the incurred date. A paid contract is the broadest contract term available in the medical stop-loss market and is also known as a gapless contract. The contract change would result in a premium savings of $26,407. The total annual savings for increasing the deductible and moving to a paid contract basis would be just shy of $42,000 savings.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council renew its contract with Vista Underwriting Companion Life for stop-loss coverage at a rate per month of $26.66 for single coverage and $65.64 for family coverage with an annual specific deductible of $295,000 on a paid contract basis.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Five yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, thank you. The last but not least is IBC and Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, our medical provider, and our human resources group partnered. We went through some meetings and talked about some pharmacy management programs, and I just wanted to review those with you that would take place for this benefit year. As you know, the cost of pharmacy benefits continue to rise at an alarming rate, with most actuarial studies projecting nationwide increases of 7 to 10% annually. So to help address rising prescription costs, Highmark offers numerous cost containment programs. While not providing significant immediate savings, the programs will position Sussex County's future pharmacy plan with minimal member disruption. The savings programs that we have would like to bring to your attention. The first one is copay armor prescription program. This is copay assistance, and this is to help the high cost specialty drugs by applying pharmaceutical manufacturer's assistance to reduce or eliminate the member copay and applying these funds to reduce the plan cost. So this would be rebates. Okay. The second is Alliance prescription, Walgreens Prime. What this does is it requires members to obtain specialty drugs through Alliance prescription Walgreens Prime. To understand specialty drugs, basically they're the more common specialty drugs that range from $3,000 to $15,000 per prescription, with rare treatments, some of those exceeding $100,000 per prescription. So these specialty drugs now comprise 30% of Sussex County's total pharmacy spend. So with that, we're hoping that we can get some reduced costs going through this program, through the Alliance. And last but not least, our hemophilia program. We do not have anyone that this impacts today, but this helps reduce the cost of infusion services and medications through Highmark's partnership with local pharmacies. So a lot of these are no cost to us. They are just a savings, or if there's a savings, a percentage of the savings goes back to Highmark.
Okay. So would the employee be required to use Walgreens for some of these?
For those specialty drugs. So if there is, you know, anything that is like a high complexity biotech product, any kind of special handling or administration requirements, some of those require you, yes, to use the Walgreens.
Okay. It shouldn't be a problem. There's plenty of them.
There's plenty of, yeah, plenty of those. And they really do feel like based on all the data that came back from our participants, our members in the program, that a lot of them use Walgreens anyway, so.
Any questions of council? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Mr. Ashman.
So you got rid of Medicare and you got me. I'm not sure why I was doing it.
This is for a permission to post for a new several parcels in the Bridgeville expansion area. This is for the Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Western Sussex area, and the Engineering Department has received a request from Becker Morgan Group on behalf of their client PTV 1081 LLC, owners and developers of a project known as 711 Bridgeville, for parcels 131-19-7 and 8.02. The project is proposed convenience store and service station. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 based on current rates. And we would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the annexation of the area.
Questions of council? Is this in the town of Bridgeville?
It's south of there.
South
of the town.
Okay. Because I thought the town annexed at one point. Maybe it didn't, I guess. Okay. Any questions?
I don't think they brought it in yet because our current boundary was the town boundary.
Right.
Plus what they had served. So this would be new.
Okay.
Motion. If they annexed it in the future, would they take it over or would we continue?
Question.
If they annexed it in the future, it would still be the same sewer district. So I don't, that would be a...
We would continue to serve if they annexed it in the future.
Correct. Yeah. Since we're taking over everything.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Do you have a motion?
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the 711 Bridgeville expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Western Sussex area, to include parcels 131-19.00-7.00 and 8.02, as presented on May 11th.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Alba, yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
And tentative public hearing date for that will be June 29th. Next one is probably the most unusual shaped parcel you will see. This is for permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District in the Long Neck area. The Engineering Department received a request from Duffield Associates LLC on behalf of their client Four Diamonds Development and Consulting LLC, owners and developers of a project known as Peninsula Square on parcel 234-23-115. The project is proposed as a hotel, gas station, retail, and office space. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 based on current rates. The front of this parcel is actually already in our sewer district. This is encompassing the balance of the parcel. And we would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing for this annexation.
Okay, have a motion.
Be it moved based on Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Peninsula Square expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Long Neck area, to include the balance of parcel 234-23.00-115.00, located along John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, as presented on May 11, 2021.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions?
Comment.
Mr. Green.
Something that was mentioned from the Evans farm was the size of our signs and the visibility. Are our signs and visibility sufficient in this area for this?
Well, it's something we're going to have, I guess, discussion on. Mr. Lawson done some research on what Kent County and Newcastle County does, but right now the sign, well, the same size it always has been.
Yes, it is. They're not the larger yellow signs that planning and zoning uses. Just based on the printing and the amount of them that we go through. But if we can figure out a way to use the overall border and then get our details in the middle, I think it would be a good idea.
Yeah, so we're gonna have some information from Mr. Lawson very soon, I would assume.
Okay.
Yes.
For discussion.
Okay.
Awesome.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'd be yes, Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
That public hearing is also tentatively scheduled for June 20th.
Good, thank you. Mr. Whitehouse. Better get you sanitized. We want you sanitized.
change my gloves.
You can do the first one.
Sure.
I see you brought your support team with you. You're doing good.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. We actually have two proposed zoning ordinances in your packets today. The first I'm going to yield to Mr. Robertson, and then I will handle the second. Thank you.
Sorry.
You're good. You're good. We'll keep them safe.
No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. Both of these are essentially cleanup ordinances. As you recall, with the first one we're doing, which replaces environmentally sensitive developing area with coastal area, that's just a correction of terms in our code with the new comp plan. It used to refer to the environmentally sensitive developing area. We changed that in the comp plan to refer to it as the coastal area. We did a prior ordinance that picked up all those changes, I guess about a year ago. There was actually two spots that didn't get picked up. This fixes one of them. The second one, we realized that it had to do with bonus density, and it essentially was redundant to something that was already in the code. And it created confusion in the cluster subdivision ordinance having the second reference to it. So we took this as an opportunity to delete that redundant section. Fully in compliance with the Wilson rule, we made this shorter rather than
there
long.
There you go. There you go. You did good.
So, anyhow, that's all it does. I just want to reiterate by taking out that one section, it does not affect our bonus density program at all. It actually just keeps it where it should be in one spot, and
right,
not creating confusion by having it in two spots. So, really, that's all this is. Since it is a change to the zoning code, we will have to have the public hearings of planning and
sure,
zoning and county council. But hopefully, since it's basically a fix, there shouldn't be any controversy with
any
it.
Any questions to council? Any questions? Mr. Moore, you want to read the short title?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. President.
An ordinance amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Article 4, Roman numeral, by amending Section 115-25 to replace the reference to the environmentally sensitive developing area with coastal area, and to delete redundant language regarding bonus density.
Anyone can introduce it?
I'll introduce
it. Mr. Hudson, introduce it. Next.
Thank you.
Okay. Y'all confused me.
They're working, they're working. You guys get better. Come on now.
Thank you.
Our next proposed ordinance, Mr. President, relates to the C4 planned commercial zoning districts. This zoning district was created in 2018 as part of the efforts with the comprehensive plan. And the purpose of the zoning district is to create a genuinely mixed-use, large-scale commercial development that, in the same way that a residential planned community delivers superior design as part of that development process, it was intended to deliver it as part of the commercial process to have a genuinely superior retail and planned development for large-scale retail and commercial developments. Having looked at the code in some of the requirements of C4 in more detail, we've identified some potential revisions to the code that would increase the uptake of that zoning district by applicants. Specifically, we wanted to clarify the district size in terms of the minimum requirement to apply for the C4 zoning district. At the moment, the code makes reference to the parcel size, and we wanted to be clear in the C4 zoning district that the intent was that the zoning district itself is 3 acres as a minimum, but can comprise smaller parcels. Also, we want to clarify in the permitted uses as well that the minimum size of any permitted use does not need to be 3 acres, that within that 3-acre development you can have elements of retail or multifamily that are less than 3 acres, but that the district itself has to be 3 acres. So the ordinance seeks to address that by clarifying the language and making that clear. In addition, we also want to propose that we raise the minimum amount of multifamily within that district from 20% to 40%. Having worked with a number of applicants on other types of commercial developments, we believe that that will increase the uptake of the C4 zoning district as a proposed change of zone going forward. So.
Any questions to council?
My only question is, how do we arrive at the number of 3 acres? I mean, why three?
I think as part of the process that we wanted to have a defined minimum going forward, and
right.
it was based on what we've seen in past practice that you have to have a minimum as part of the process, but you don't want to set that bar too high, you don't want to set it so low that everything becomes C4. I think with the design superiority requirements that we wanted to set a limit that allowed for superior designs to come forward, and it was identified based on past observation and best practice. So that you would need 3 acres to make some of the design superiority requirements actually part of the design. So you wouldn't be able to do it on a wider parcel, for example. But we didn't want to prevent the bar from being too high by setting it to, say, 10 acres, where you wouldn't need that much space to achieve a genuinely superior design.
But during the public hearing process, we hear whatever, it could end up being more than 3 acres.
Correct. And the intent is to make sure that the minimum district size
right.
is 3 acres.
Right. So. Right. It could be 4 or 5 or whatever the councilor PNC decides, but no less than 3.
Correct.
Right.
And I would just add that 3 acres, that came from the original effort to
right.
draft these, where we had the consultant. The issue hasn't been with a 3 acre number. It was the way the consultant drafted the ordinance and made the minimum lot sizes within the district 3 acres, which were huge. You know, you
right.
have a 3 acre residential lot.
Right, right.
Where what it was intended to be was that the district had to be about right. 3 acres. So that's the fix. So we'll certainly get into public hearing, but I don't know that the number itself gave anybody harm. So
right.
we'll see.
Any more questions?
Mr. President, we'll
be short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Article 11D, Roman numeral, Section 115-83.26, 115-83.27, 115-83.31, and 115, Attachment 4, Sussex County, Table 4, Roman numerals.
And Mr. President, if I could
White House, just, yes.
identify, so if we could have the short title as an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Article 11C, Sections 115-83.25, 115-83.26, 115-83.30, and 115 Attachment for Sussex County Table 4, so as a short title, in that we'd identify that there's a slight issue with the numbering. So.
Aha. So we're going to use what you just read.
If we could, please.
because we had a slight numbering issue here from you. Pleasure, Council. Want to introduce it?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson, introduce it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. The first grant request is Delaware Community Foundation for Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club. They are requesting $1,000 for their Flags for Heroes 2021 project. The flags will be placed in honor of military members, first responders, and frontline workers, and will be displayed on the circle in Georgetown along Route 404 at Dell Tech and at Millsboro Town Hall and at the east and west entrances of downtown Millsboro. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $200 from each member, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Okay, I will say Mr. Schaefer sent me an email saying he would contribute $200. So, Mrs. Green, your motion?
Make a motion.
To do the same thing we did last time?
Yes.
Okay. Motion, Mrs. Green. Second, Mr. Riley, to grant $1,000 to the Delaware Community Foundation for Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club for Flags for Heroes, being $200 from each Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. Next one is Grace and Mercy Ministries is requesting $6,000 for their summer youth camp expenses. The camp provides programs to low to moderate income families in various communities concentrated on the western side of Sussex. The last grant received was $3,000, which was $1,000 from Mr. Vincent, $1,000 from Mr. Burton, and $1,000 from Mr. Riley, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green?
So I make a motion?
You do. For whatever you want to do, you make a motion, yes. They asked for $6,000, I guess.
I will make a motion for $1,000.
I'm in. I'll do $1,000.
You'll do $1,000. You're going to do $1,000.
$1,000.
Mr. Schaefer sent me an email said he would do $1,000 and I would do $1,000. So, motion. Oh, and Mr. Hudson will do $1,000.
Yeah, $5,000.
So, motion, Mrs. Green. Second, Mr. Riley. To grant $5,000 to the Grace and Mercy Ministries for summer youth camp,
being $1,000 from each council MAG account.
Great.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. The next one is Urban Garden Initiative Corporation. They're requesting $5,000 for the Urban Garden Initiative in Georgetown, where youth will be engaged in year-long program in environmental education as well as urban gardening in the fall and springtime. There are no previous grants to this organization, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green?
Make a motion to give $1,000.
Okay. Motion, Mrs. Green.
What are they requesting?
$5,000.
I'll give $1,000. I'm in for $1,000.
Okay. Motion, Mrs. Green. Second, Mr. Riley. To grant $2,000, being $1,000 Mrs. Green's council MAG account, $1,000 Mr. Riley's council MAG account, to the Urban Youth Initiative Corporation for a youth garden project. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Last one is Ocean View Historical Society is requesting $5,000 for the maintenance and operating expenses for Hall Store Visitors and Education Center. Last grant received was $1,500, which was $1,000 from Mr. Hudson and $500 from Mr. Riley, and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson?
I make a motion to donate $1,000 of my council MAG account to the Ocean View Historical Society.
I'll give $1,000 also.
I have a motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley, to grant $2,000 to the Ocean View Historical Society for the Hall Store Visitors and Education Center, being $1,000 Mr. Hudson's council MAG account and $1,000 Mr. Riley's council MAG account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, everybody. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several. The first one is Ms. Green's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to allow for retail sales of antiques and collectibles to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Country, Sussex County, containing 9.7 acres, more or less.
I'll place on the agenda.
Mr. Green introduced it.
And the next one is Mr. Vincent, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to allow for a water well drilling business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Country, Sussex County, containing 1.04 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the expansion of a non-conforming use as a borrow pit to include the processing, crushing of cement and other aggregates and the outdoor storage, sale, and processing and crushing of mulch and soil to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 50.90 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, to a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, and to amend the conditions of approval of CZ 1768, ordinance 2411, to increase the gross site area by 5.253 acres and to increase the number of permitted units within the residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 56.372 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson introduced it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Any council member comments? Anyone? Council member comments? Okay, we will move to executive session. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
We're now at executive session for land acquisition. I'm going to assume Mr. Lawson downstairs.
Please.